This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi walhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala abdillahi wa rasulihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters, losing a loved one is not easy. You suddenly lose your parent, or you might lose, for example, a child or a brother, especially when it is unexpected. Well, one might ask, what is meant by expected and unexpected? A very simple response is, if, for example, a person was terminally ill, they were not well for a while, people might expect that this person may pass away, so the preparation for it would have been a little bit more, although people like that can live for years. So many times the doctors say you don't have much time, and then you end up living for longer than the doctor. Subhanallah. And sometimes what happens is a person arrives at old age and then they begin to prepare for death. Remember, if you have clocked 60, you definitely need to understand the Prophet ﷺ statement when he says, "A'maru ummati ma bayna sittina ila sab'in." The average lifespan of the members of my ummah is between 60 and 70 years. That would mean if you've clocked 60, you're already on the lower end of that average. You would be fortunate to get to 70, mashallah. You need to make peace with Allah. You need to constantly seek forgiveness and have hope in the mercy of Allah. Because seeking forgiveness alone, when you're doubting that forgiveness, is not good enough. Don't doubt forgiveness. You sought the forgiveness of Allah. You must make sure within your heart you firmly believe that Allah has forgiven me. And then if you clock 70, you need to know you're at the top end of that particular average. And therefore you are fortunate. Allah's given you a lot more time. You can bid farewell to your children and your family members in a better way. You can leave them in a good position. But when we say unexpected, someone suddenly goes. They're ill, and a few days later, a week later, 2 weeks later, they're gone. They did not have enough time to say goodbye to their family members, or to even prepare, or to even let them know some of the details of their lives. What this means is, recently during the coronavirus, many people have lost their lives, and many of them have not even told their family members or their loved ones how they earn a living, who they owe money and who owes them money. So sometimes their family members struggle as a result of them not knowing anything about the income. Many families have actually gone to zero after the breadwinner was lost. May Allah grant us goodness. The point here is, number one, make sure you realize anyone can die at any time. Subhanallah. We've said this in the past, we're repeating it here, perhaps from a different angle. The angle is, have you and I prepared our loved ones for the day we're going to depart? Have you given them some important information? Have you left some important information about your living, your life, about the details they may need to know if you've passed away? Have you left it? If not, do it today. Start doing it now. You don't know how long you're going to live. I don't know either. They need to know a few of your passwords. Sorry to say that, but they need to know this. Some of your passwords. It might be a little embarrassment in some cases, but as a believer, it shouldn't be. We shouldn't be leading a life where we're embarrassed of something. May Allah grant us goodness and ease. So from this mimbar today, I'd like to remind myself and yourselves and everyone out there to say, please leave your loved ones with some details that will be necessary for them to know if you were to suddenly die. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a good death. Ameen. And then you need to also realize that if you were a person who lost a loved one, number one, don't ever question Allah in a way that denies His authority. What this means is, if you're a person saying, why did this happen to me? And you're asking in order to know, in order to increase your knowledge, in order to become a better person, you're just a human being. Sometimes that question arises when I suffer a loss and another loss and a third loss, and I say, why is this happening to me? Why is Allah doing this to me? If I am asking that question because I would like to improve myself or change something or realize what I'm doing wrong, or maybe Allah is not pleased with me, etc., then there's no harm in asking that question. But if you are saying, why is Allah doing this to me? Which means, who is Allah to do this to me? Na'udhu billah, you're not allowed to ask that question. We believe, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْقَدْرِ حُلْوِهِ وَمُرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Good and bad, fate is from Allah. Sweet and sour, fate is from Allah. I'm a believer, I surrender.
لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ.
Allah says, we have decreed and predestined everything primarily so that you don't become haughty when we give you things, and you don't become too sad when you lose something. When Allah's given you a lot, say, this is from Allah. And when Allah took something away from you, say, this is from Allah. Subhanallah. So you're not too sad and you're not too excited in the sense that you don't become haughty. May Allah grant us goodness and happiness, and may Allah help us in every single way. My brothers, my sisters, it is natural and normal to miss a loved one when you've lost a loved one. Natural. You can cry, no problem. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ shed a tear as well when he lost Ibrahim and various other occasions in his blessed life. When he shed a tear, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were quite surprised. They asked him, what is this, O Messenger? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِنَّمَا هِيَ رَحْمَةٌ جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ فِي عِبَادِهِ الرُّحَمَى. He says, look, I'm just shedding a tear because it's a mercy that Allah put in the hearts of those who are merciful. And then he said his famous words. He says, O Ibrahim, we will miss you. We are saddened by the fact that you have separated from us in this life, but we will not utter any words except that which please Allah. Inna lillahi ma akhadh wa lahu ma a'ta wa kullu shay'in 'indahu bi ajalin musamma. Indeed, to Allah belongs that which He has taken away, and to Allah belonged that which He gave in the first place. And we are, subhanallah, happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that Allah has created, He's put a time tag on it. Nowadays, when you purchase something, a perishable, it says their expiry date, or it says best before. After that date, subhanallah, if it is a best before, it does not mean you cannot use it, but it means tread with caution, be careful. But if it is an expiry date, then perhaps you want to discard of it, or you want to check it a little bit further. Man comes with an expiry date. When you were born, Allah Almighty has already put a tag on you before you were born. And this is why, when you think of the ideal world, and we're not living in an ideal world, but naturally when you're young, you think, oh, I'm young, my parents are old. I'm going to grow old, they're going to pass away. And thereafter, I'm going to have my wife and children, and thereafter, I will pass away. And then you will be surprised, perhaps, your children might predecease you. It can happen. Are you ready for that? Have you thought of it? It's natural and normal to be concerned. You know, I might lose my son, my daughter before myself. I might lose my brother, etc. before myself. It's normal to think of it once in a while, but it's not normal to become depressed about it. We belong to Allah. We are going to go back to a beautiful place. The most amazing place ever is not this world. It is Jannatul Firdaus. I'm going there. And we're all coming with the Prophet ﷺ. We seek his intercession. And that is something we look forward to. Is it not enough that we try our best to please Allah, and we seek forgiveness, and we've believed in the messenger? But that's good enough, my brothers, my sisters. Just seek forgiveness and continue doing that. Try to be a good person. One of the obstacles that would actually create a disaster for a human being is when you have wronged one another. You see, when you commit a sin against Allah, Allah is Ghafoor, Rahim, most forgiving, most merciful. He will forgive you. The minute you say, oh Allah, forgive me, He says, don't worry, you're forgiven. Because He is the most merciful, the most compassionate, the most kind, etc., the most forgiving, whatever. So many good qualities. All His qualities are good. But when you've wronged a fellow human being, you swore at someone, or you cheated them, you deceived them, you were backbiting about them, you slandered them, be careful. That person might not be forgiving. They may never forgive you. You might have to have a case on the day of judgment against you. That would be disastrous. So therefore, lead your life in a beautiful way. Don't harm creatures. Speak with respect. Do you know the Prophet ﷺ once said, أَمْلِكْ لِسَانَكْ to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. He said, watch your tongue. Watch how you speak to anyone and everyone. Mu'adh ibn Jabal looks at him and says, أَوَإِنَّا مُؤَاخَذُونَ بِمَا نَقُولُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَوَإِنَّا مُؤَاخَذُ مُؤَاخَذُونَ بِمَا نَقُولُ. Are we going to be held accountable for what we utter when we haven't done something? The Prophet ﷺ says, ثَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَاذ. What are you talking about, O Mu'adh? وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَنَاخِرِهِمْ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. Is there any other reason that people will be cast on their faces into hellfire besides the way they use their tongues? That's quite a deep hadith. It means you will enter Jannah because of the use of your tongue, and you will enter hellfire because of the use of your tongue. If it's good, it's the right, and if it's bad, it's the evil, the left. So be careful. If the Prophet ﷺ gave advice for the good use of the tongue in this way, then surely we should remind each other every day, my brother, just speak nicely, just speak with respect, just be kind, no matter who it is, especially those below you, because those above you, you'll always greet them, you'll always smile at them. Those below you, those who you have greater authority over, do not belittle others. My brothers and sisters, that would be one of the best ways to prepare for a sudden death. You might just go. Earlier I said, if you've lost a loved one, it's normal to feel sad. But you need to rise above that at some point, and you need to continue with your life, because life carries on. It doesn't mean one person was lost around you from the ones you love the most that your life must now come to a standstill. Train your nafs to believe in Allah. Train your soul to realize the gift of Allah and understand, I'm still alive. I can pray for them. I can seek forgiveness for them. I can perhaps give out a charity on their behalf. I can do a limited amount of deeds on their behalf. So do good and pray for them, and life must continue, because a day will come when you are going to be reunited with your loved ones. Don't doubt that. You will be reunited with your loved ones completely. Allah promises that. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. Beautiful verse. وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, those who believe and their families followed through with similar belief in goodness, we will reunite them in the hereafter. We'll bring them together. We will allow them to be together. May Allah grant us goodness. So my brothers and sisters, it's not all lost when someone passes away. It's just a phase when you will have to endure the separation, and thereafter you will join them. So do good deeds. If you've lost a loved one, the best thing you could do, improve yourself, your connection with Allah. Sometimes the death of a loved one is the point of turning of the life of a person who may have led their lives in a bad way prior to that. They become the best of people. That was your blessing. It was not something bad. It was your blessing. You woke up, basically. Alhamdulillah, if you woke up as a result of a person passing away, you need to realize, thank Allah that Allah allowed you that. One day He will reunite you with them. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. So my brothers, my sisters, we ask Allah to help us to prepare for the day we may die. As I said, it could happen to anyone at any time. Have you spoken to your family, your loved ones, those close to you? Have you left something where they would know what to do in the case of your sudden death? It's important. Secondly, if you've lost a loved one, it's normal to grieve, but it's not normal to become depressed and to allow it to go to a point where your life has come to a standstill. May Allah Almighty have mercy on all of us, and may Allah make us from among those who realize. Let's talk good to one another. Remember at the back of your mind always, death is a whisker away. Really. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. May He take us away at an age when He knows it's the best. May He take us away at a time when He knows that this relationship between us and Him is at its peak. And may He be pleased with us. And ultimately, may we be gathered in Jannatul Firdaus in the companionship of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.